Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, we are going to talk today about the supply of food for the world and how a recent study is kind of alarming.
Yeah, well, this was a study that was showing that, you know, with the population expected to go from 7 billion, where it is right now, to 9.6 billion in 30 years, that's a lot of people to feed.
It is.
And this study was showing that at the rate that crops worldwide are increasing, we're not going to have enough food.
Right. It essentially was showing the graph curve of production of crops, and despite some really great improvements through plant genetics and all those kinds of things and modern farming practices, you kind of start to hit the wall on that curve.
Right. Yeah. And they were saying that the U.S. is doing fine. It's U.S. farmers are increasing yields by about 2% a year or so. It's the rest of the world mm-hmm. that's having a problem.
Right.
Down in Australia, they've been having an ongoing drought for years and years and years. It's wreaking havoc with their farming. And then in Eastern Europe, they mentioned specifically that there are a lot of things that could be done in these former Soviet states, like improving their fertilizer use and improving their technology and whatnot. And they're just not doing it.
Right.
And for whatever reason, because of politics or practices that have been in place for years, they're not doing it. And particularly in Africa, there is, there's a problem where the technology and the education isn't getting to farmers, and there's just plain a lot of corruption. The funds that are supposed to be going to helping farmers improve their yields is going into politicians' pockets.
Well, and as I said at the outset, you know, if population trends continue the way they are, and if the production of these basic grain crops continue the way they appear to be, we're not going to be able to feed all the people in the world. It just won't work.
And there'll probably be some kind of a compromise. They talked about various solutions that they suggested, like move some of the emphasis for renewable fuels off of crops and move them to something else.
Eat less meat.
Eat less meat was one of the options mm-hmm. that they had. And they also said, and I thought this was very interesting, this is a whole nother conversation, find solutions to the amount of food that's wasted the world.
Yeah, not and the U.S. is pretty much at the top of the heap on that.
Yeah, and not just what we throw away from our refrigerator, but there was a related article to this study that talked about in lots of countries, third world countries, they don't have the equipment and the infrastructure that they need to keep their food from spoiling mm-hmm. in transit, especially in hot countries.
Well, it's a big deal,
and
I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.